Yes, hi. This is me?
Yes.
Yes, hi. I'm Jessica. I'm male to female transsexual.
No, you're not.
Actually, I am.
You're male to female?
Yeah. I have a number of friends who are actually female to male. And depending on the operation that you get, some of them you are actually able to get up. It's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of the same mechanism that they use in the shoes. You know, the...
Yeah, the pump.
The Nike pump.
Right. You agree I should be able to get the tennis shoes with the wheel in them, though, right?
Yeah, no,
Now, Jessica, how long have you been Jessica?
Officially, I've been Jessica for just 2.5 months, actually. Got my name changed about two and a half months ago.
And that's how long you've been a woman?
Well, I've been...
And then spare me the, oh no, I've been a woman my whole life.
No,
I was just trapped in a man's body.
Did you spare me that garbage. Did you have to
go
through the whole year, like, transitional period where you had to live as a woman and all that?
Okay, well, currently I'm now 2.5 months into that year.
Oh, okay.
So you still have the penis?
Yes, I do.
I don't believe you. Rub the phone against it. Well, how does the, the voice?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
What's with the voice? Because you don't sound like a dude.
Well, I suppose for the purposes of the radio, I suppose I could talk like this, and then maybe you'll be convinced.
Even then, it's kind of like a high-pitched male voice.
Okay, well, I've just...
Whoa. Now I'm all kinds of messed up. So you're not on like a hormone thing that changed your voice?
Actually, that's one of the big myths. The hormones don't actually change your voice when you go male to female.
So you have to make the voice yourself?
It takes a lot.
No wonder it takes a year. To master talking like that, I feel like it would take a year.
Well, how do you think I sound?
I would have said like a
woman.
Yeah, like a chick. I was iffy on the accent.
Okay. We thought you were faking your accent.
You're from where?
I'm from South Africa.
Oh, really? Hey, let me hear it. What's your male name?
It was Jason.
All right. Let me hear Jason's voice.
Oh, goodness. Okay. I'm just not used to using this voice anymore, so it probably is a little higher than it used to be.
When did you make the I will only talk to Jason now. No, the
talking to Jessica.
I don't like Jessica. No, the so when did you start the process to make the switch?
About June last year I finally made the decision that I was going to transition.
Right.
And then started living part time, as in just outside of work, as a woman since July.
So would you get home from work and what kind of field do you work in?
I'm a software engineer.
Okay, so I'm trying to figure out, like, would you have to wear like a suit to work?
Yeah, it was business casual.
Yeah, but something like slacks and a shirt or a tie or something like that.
Yeah.
So Jason would go to work, you know, looking conservative, you know, smartly dressed, and then come home. And when you were going to be Jessica away from work,
yeah, I would come home and those clothes would come off so quickly, and I'd just, you know, get into my jeans and, you know, just a nice T-shirt or whatever, you know.
But like, would you wear a bra in like women's underwear?
Oh, absolutely.
So you'd literally now, but when you were Jason, would you like, because nobody could see, like, would you wear like thongs or something underneath your dress pants?
Well, consider I have a couple of people at work that might be listening, so I'll not answer that.
Okay, so the answer is yes. Just okay, sometimes yes. To feel a little naughty. Hey, listen, I do the same thing.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'm sure you do, Elliot.
So the and now like. So you're doing that for a while, where you're Jason at work, you're Jessica at home. When did they tell you to go full time, Jessica?
Oh well, no one actually tells you to do anything. Basically, that's completely your own choice. You know, you go on your own schedule. You know, there's no hurry to do it, and you know, it's a long, very very hard road. Obviously, as I'm sure you can imagine, you know.
Did they try to talk you out of it?
I'm sorry?
Do they try to, I don't want to say talk you out of it, but do they try to make it seem like it's going to be one of the hardest things you can do, so you better be prepared to go through with it?
I wouldn't say that they take that angle. It's generally, you know, you're required to see a therapist, you know, for a long time. And, you know, the role of that therapist is to make sure that you really are doing the right thing.
Right.
And, you know, you're doing it because, you know, you really are, you know, the opposite sex.
So is that your deal? Is that why you're doing it?
Yeah. I mean, like you said, I need to spare you the BS, but that is how I felt my whole life.
Right.
Even when you were little.
I have memories right through my childhood, through my teen years. You know, a lot of confusion.
Right.
You know, I wouldn't say. Now, a lot of transsexuals will tell you, you know, I was just absolutely sure from when I was five, and, you know, I just knew I was a girl, and, you know, and some of them, you know, tell their parents at that point. For me, you know, I grew up with, you know, a kind of conservative family, and, you know, hell, just talking about sex or anything like that, I mean, that was just completely taboo. So, you know, having the kinds of thoughts that I was having were very, very confusing, and, you know, there was no way I was going to, you know, come forward to my parents about that.
Right.
You know, I don't necessarily regret that because, you know, they brought me up well, and, you know, it got me to where I am now, and, you know, I'm not ashamed of that or anything, but... you know, inside, I have always felt like a woman.
Right. So now, how long will you, like, will you go through the, this is what I want to back up to. Do you go to work yet as Jessica, or no?
Yes, actually.
You do?
I'm stuck in D.C. traffic right now, so.
So the, did you have to, like, go in and tell your boss, hey, listen, just so you know, tomorrow, I'm going to come in as Jessica?
Well, it's not quite tomorrow, but I gave him a little bit more notice than that, but kind of, yeah. I mean, that's probably one of the hardest pieces is when you're going to come out full time. You know, telling your boss isn't necessarily the difficult thing. You know, tell your boss, it's all, you know, confidential still. And it was the morning that you know, we set up a meeting with my team, you know, the direct team that I work with.
Right.
You know, telling them. And, you know, shortly thereafter, an email went out to the rest of the company.
Hey, guess what Jason did?
And, you know,
did they vote you out of the Fantasy Football League? That would be the first email here. Hey, Elliot's dressing like a woman. Should we vote him out?
Actually, the company that I work for, I was actually very, very surprised. They've actually been extremely supportive, very, very nice about it. No one's actually, you know, I've had absolutely no problems, which is highly unusual.
Yeah, I was going to say, because that would not go on, I mean, I don't think anybody would do anything bad, but I mean, yeah, the jokes would be harsh as hell.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that I wanted to mention, I know somebody earlier, I think the emergency room girl, she was saying, you know, that there must be, you must have some serious psychological problems. And yes, we do have some very serious psychological problems, but more from the angle that, you know, you feel like, in my case, I feel like a woman.
Right.
And I felt like a girl my whole life. And as a result, you know, you're constantly being pounded with this, well, you're a guy, you're a guy, you're a guy. And, yeah, I mean, all that confusion, that really messes you up. So yes, you do have some psychological problems to work through. You know, and seriously, just like anybody, everybody has psychological
right.
problems.
All right, enough of the clinical stuff. Do they just yes. file it down and make a clitoris out of it?
Actually, well, if you're going to ask for the gory details, then gory details.
Do they literally cut down the tree and split the stump?
Well, actually, they detach it just underneath the head of the penis.
Hold on one second. Katie, come in here. I want you to hear this. This is what they're going to do to Roach when he gets a sex change operation. Hold on. Come here, Katie. I want you to hear this. We just got to the part where they detach the penis right under the head.
Carl,
No, no, this is, put your headphones on. I want you to say hi to Jessica. Jessica used to be Jason and is going through the process right now. Hey, Jessica, say hi to Katie.
Carl.
Hi, Katie.
I prefer Keith, please.
Have you ever talked to a transgender?
No.
Hey, Jessica.
Yeah.
Try to hit on Katie as Jason.
That just wouldn't feel quite right. I'd rather hit on her as Jessica.
She'd be into it. Well, I'm sorry. Are you black? Anyway, so give me the gory details on the transition.
Okay. Well, for male to female, basically, you know, they detach the
penis.
Well, they never detach any of the internals. So they basically keep all the nerves intact, all the blood vessels, et cetera, et cetera.
So it's like taking the skin off the sausage.
Yes. Yeah, and they're basically, essentially, think of it as, you know, taking the meat out of the sausage, and they basically take all the cavernous tissue out,
right?
Penis,
and then they essentially invert the what used to be the shaft of the penis,
right? Penis,
and that basically then becomes the lining of the new vagina,
right?
And then, okay, this is kind of difficult to picture, but basically,
yes.
Then you know they'll basically pull. You know what's remaining, which is really just a very, very thin strand with the blood vessels and the nerves, still attached to the head of the penis. They pull that back in, make an incision just above this new vagina, and basically they usually cut away about 2/3 to 3/4 of the head.
Right.
And then what's left basically becomes the clitoris, and you know,
fascinating.
Fully sensate, because you know all the nerves and the blood vessels are
sure.
there. Usually what they'll also then do, of course, you've also got the scrotal skin. So that they then use to...
Labia.
To supplement the...
In my case, majora.
She is trying to have an adult conversation.
Yeah, and I got to be a three-year-old. Uh-huh. And now, but I mean, and Jessica, when you get your vagina... would I be able, if I were to stand you and Katie side by side?
Uh-huh.
I mean, is it going to look like somebody did a hatchet job on you down there?
Actually, no. Well, initially it's going to look pretty gruesome, like for the first, I suppose, couple of months. But it's actually really, really amazing what, you know, what they do with male to female transsexuals these days. I mean...
Hold on. Yes, Katie. Katie's interested. Yes.
Put it this way, the vast majority of gynecologists would not be able to tell the difference unless you actually told them that you had a sex change. Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
And they see a lot.
But, Jessica, you're not going to have to go to a gynecologist.
Actually, yes, I am.
Why?
Well, why do people go to gynecologists? I mean, you've got to be checked up in there.
I don't know.
So.
No, but I mean, you're not going to ovulate.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but still, she's going to want to make sure things are on the up and up, so to speak.
Yeah, you want to make sure that things are...
Hey, listen, male or female, you keep your stuff clean. yeah. Katie, you had a question.
Yeah, did I miss the part about what happens to the ball area?
Oh, the scrotal sac.
Yes.
That becomes
Katie,
the labia
testicle.
Majora.
Thank you. Sorry. I was blanking on the technical
part. I didn't know the technical name.
Katie wants to know what happens to her favorite part.
Well, actually, they use, depending on your surgeon, they have a number of different techniques, but a number of the surgeons are now using the scrotal tissue to actually be able to extend the length of the vagina itself.
Oh, really?
Actually, not use that as a labia.
Oh.
So do you, do you like pick how big you or small you are to be? I don't understand.
Not really. I mean, if that's, you know, a lot of...
Do you wish yours was bigger?
A lot of the surgery, you know, is...
Thank you.
You know, a lot of the surgery really is some serious artwork. It's, you know, it's much like, you know...
Much like a tattoo artist.
You know, a plastic surgeon or a tattoo artist.
Sure.
You know, basically, what ultimately, you know, they're going to try and make it as...
I want the proverbial hot dog down a hallway.
For you, for you as it could possibly be for you.
I literally want to be the guy or become the woman that you can find the car keys and drive out of. Oh, that is so. Now, when do you know when you'll start your process?
Well, I've been on hormones now for I think it's about 5.5 months.
Does that get rid of? Is the hormones what gets rid of the facial hair?
Actually, unfortunately, not. Facial hair. Basically, once the facial hair starts growing, that in other words, when the testosterone first kicks in when you're a teenager,
right?
Once it starts, it can't be stopped.
So what do they do, like laser hair for that, or?
I'm having laser hair removal.
On your face?
Yeah, it's.
Oh
it's
my God! How bad is that? Listen, I'm sure, Jason. I'm sure you feel like a woman, but for what they did to my underarms, I would never go through with that.
Yeah.
Well, oh my God! That's
you have to be.
That's
sure.
Got to be worse than getting the wiener cut off.
Well, as I said, it's not being cut off.
Oh, my, whatever you call it, you're still taking
destroy
the cane.
Destroy the Sith, we must.
But yeah, laser hair removal and electrolysis on your face is... The best way I can describe it is, you know, take an elastic band and take your stapler and staple a couple of staples into the end of the elastic band and pull back on that elastic band with the staples in your right hand, left hand, face, and pull it back as far as you can.
And let it go. Yeah, Elaise doesn't like if you talk that there's some minor discomfort.
And that on your face. It just, you know.
Yeah, no, I did on my underarms. It was miserable. I didn't go all the way through. I look like I'm in week 6 of chemo under there because it's just, it's there, but it's not.
Yeah, but put it this way. The results so far are absolutely awesome. I've got another 2 sessions to go, basically, for most of the face, and it's, you know, been doing it for, I've done, what, I think 10 sessions now.
And now the, oh, God, you poor thing. Hey, if I saw you walking down the street as Jessica, would I have any indication, like, you know, the stereotypes, man hands, Adam's apple?
For me, I'm kind of lucky in that regard. I've got, I'd say about medium-sized hands, and I don't have an Adam's apple, thank God.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'10", so that's probably...
Oh, you're a big girl.
Yeah, so I'm pretty tall, but not too tall, so that, you know...
Oh, hey, you know, I have another question.
Yeah.
What do you do, like, if you're... I mean, you still have a male part, and so whether, you know, whether... I'm assuming, by the way, you're gay.
I'm actually bisexual.
Okay, so...
But it's not... Basically, you know, it's really the sexual orientation is completely unrelated.
All right, don't get technical. I'm going down the road somewhere.
Okay, anyway.
You're walking down the street and you see male or female that you would like. You still have a male part that can get aroused. Do you have to, like, but as Jessica, you can't walk around with a lump in your dress. Do you, like, ace bandage it down or something?
Well, basically.
Because I'll get a hard on if the wind blows.
Actually, once you start on the hormone treatments, as long as you're taking a testosterone blocker of some kind, either that or you have your testicles removed, which some surgeons recommend prior to surgery, some don't. I just am not going to do that. I'm currently using something to block the testosterone production.
Oh, really?
And
did you just say rubber band?
It makes a huge, huge difference. It's so good not to be on that stuff anymore.
Really? So you don't ever feel like you even laugh like a chick. So you feel you don't ever feel like you're going to get a boner.
Put it this way: a spontaneous one is now completely impossible for me.
Really?
You know, with some basically at this point, in order to become erect, I would have to. You know, I would have to, you know, do some manual stimulation first.
Right. We call that reload. Hey, what are you doing for boobs?
They've actually just started to grow.
Oh.
So the hormones.
We must. So, but I mean, as a trans, I mean, I'm assuming at some point you can go in and get like a boob enlargement. what do they call those things now? Boob job.
Breast implant.
Thank you. But during this part, I mean, you just got like little buds there, right?
Yeah. I mean, they're just starting to grow. I'll see what. I hesitate to say Mother Nature, but Mother Nature and...
No, you're going to be part of the itty-bitty-titty committee.
Did you go out and get a...
You need gazungis. You're 5'10", sister. You need to be proportional.
Did you go out and get like a padded bra or anything to see what you might be in for?
Yeah, no, I mean, I wear... You know,
oh, do you stuff now?
I'm sorry?
Do you stuff?
Actually, no, the bra does enough of a job.
Oh, so you got like a water bra or something like that? Like my friend Brooke wears those.
Yeah.
She's standing right outside the door.
She does not.
Oh, yeah. She wears water bras all the time. She got nothing
That's
there.
That's fake?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
No, she got big old gazungis. That's why Michael Frome likes her. Anyway, well, Jessica, you have been a treat. You know what? I'm comfortable enough with myself. Jason, I love you.
It's Jessica.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, okay, get it right. Mm-hmm. You know what? Here's what I want to do. I want us to keep your number on hold. You never know when this conversation's going to break out, and I'll need an expert.
Well, by all means.
All right, very good. Jessica, hold on 1 second for me, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, very good. And if you tune in midway, that's Mark Helgenberger. I told you she would call. CSI is on tonight at 9 o'clock.